think most of our listeners are familiar with the law firm Cordell & Cordell. Joe Cordell is joining us this morning, the firm that has focused on men and their special needs during divorce cases in particular. Joe, good morning to you.
Good morning.
Thanks for joining.
I appreciate you having me on.
Well, I know what an expert witness is, Joe, because I used to watch Perry Mason, but I don't think of that in relationship to a divorce case. Why would we need an expert witness for that?
Well, I guess you're making reference in part to an article that that I wrote that recently appeared in Financial Advisor magazine. And the fact is that divorce these days involves many more experts and a lot more complexity than perhaps it did as recently as 15 to 20 years ago. And so now it's routine for both sides, if they have any disputes regarding the value of real estate or a business or even about what the maintenance needs of one party. Now it's very common to have a CPA expert come in and testify about the reasonable maintenance needs of one of the parties.
So if one of the parties is asking for something that seems unreasonable and the other side disagrees, this would be a good time to bring in that witness and sort of clear the air.
Yeah, it's very common that one side would argue that either they don't have the ability to pay maintenance, and so they'll testify about their after-tax funds available, and then there'll be testimony about lifestyle. How much exactly is the wife, if she's the one arguing for the maintenance, what exactly is her lifestyle, and what has the marriage established as a normal lifestyle? So yeah, it's become an area where you have lots of expert testimony.
Now, your article was in Financial Advisor magazine, and are they getting called on more these days for that sort of thing?
Yeah, Financial Advisors at one time did not expect that they would be perhaps spending as much time as many of them do dealing with divorce, either planning for divorce or after divorce, their clients recovering from the process or being pulled in during the divorce process. And it's not uncommon for a financial advisor to be caught in the middle because they've come to know both parties. Suddenly their phone's ringing and it's either wife's attorney or husband's attorney. And then their dilemma is, well, gee, how do I maintain this relationship? So divorce has affected financial advisors in more ways than one.
And when they are called upon to be an expert witness, do they have a pretty good impact on the court in deciding things?
Yeah, especially where they're perceived as objective. And the thing about experts in divorce, and clients are often confused about the fact that, you know, gee, I have this person who has helped me for many years. They've been personally involved, so they've been there on the scene. This is the perfect person to testify about what our financial picture is like. Interestingly, when someone has been involved that way as a personal CPA or financial advisor or even realtors and others, then interestingly, they become a fact witness. So they're probably too tainted to simply come on credibly as an expert. So instead, they come on and they testify, and they are an expert, but they're also a person who is there on the scene and will testify about what they saw. That's different from the attorney saying, we need an expert. And so they identify, their goal is to choose somebody who's the opposite of that, somebody who has no contact with the parties, who the court's going to believe that they've come in simply because their job is to look objectively at the facts and say, yeah, this is the value of an asset, or this is the party's financial situation. So depending on what the circumstances are in the divorce, it's not uncommon to seek out somebody who has no relationship with the parties, and that's what is truly considered testifying as an expert in a case.
And if I were a client of yours and I said, I need some help here, would you be the one who would seek out that person, that third-party individual?
Usually it's the lawyer that does it because, clients by nature are familiar with these fact experts, meaning people who've been involved in one way or another. And also we're looking for more than simply somebody who is an expert in the subject area. We're also looking for somebody who we think will testify in a way that is as favorable as possible. So depending on what the circumstances are, if you know an expert that has certain views about maintenance or certain views about the value of assets or whatnot, it's just very common for both sides of the table to choose experts that they think are going to come up with opinions that are more likely to help them than to hurt them. And that's the reason, in fact, that all of us, when we watch trials on television or we hear about experts of the prosecution in criminal cases or experts of the defense, we kind of make the assumption that that expert is a sort of hired gun. And that's what we try to avoid, but judges do have a certain cynicism about experts.
Right. All of that makes a lot of sense. CordellCordell.com is a website. You do have attorneys here in the Arizona area to primarily help men. Is that right, Joe?
We do. We have attorneys, in fact, in 27 states. But in Arizona especially, we're very excited about our offices there. And sure, we're anxious to serve guys who are facing divorce.
Very good. Well, we appreciate your joining us on the show this morning. Thanks so much.
Thank you for having me on.